Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This week on Pub Girls,
we talk about Velma coming out, Scamilton, the Christian musical.
And we're joined by two queers, Jenna and Brendan.
Woo!
Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pub Girls,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers!
So, as you can hear, we are here live in the studio with our two friends from Sydney, two queers, Jenna and Brendan.
Hello.
Just did like Fred Five.
Hello. This is how I talk. No, I'm so sorry. I don't know what's happening.
We're doing a bit.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. I love this.
It's so natural.
It's just going to be an hour of this, if that's okay.
Yeah.
That's fine by us. Yeah. We love this. How have you found Melbourne so far?
You went. I love it. I love Melbourne City. That sounds sarcastic. I actually do. Really like it. I'm just having a. No, I won't get into the depression. Go. No, it's too early.
No, let's just open that up straight away.
Who isn't depressed these days? Let's be real. Exactly. If you're not depressed, something's wrong with you.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So you guys are down for the Melbourne Fringe.
We sure are.
And
a beautiful place to be depressed.
A beautiful place.
Melbourne depression is particularly potent, and then when you add a fringe festival to it, good luck to you.
Oh, it's so fun.
You're welcome.
The
show itself is good.
It's good. How are you?
It's lovely.
It's hot.
Fun.
It's wet. It's tight. There's a lot of jokes.
Oh my god, I love it.
That's all you need.
Sold out run at Sydney Fringe. I didn't say that. Who said that?
That's huge. That's great. Well, what's the vibe with what's the difference between Melbourne and Sydney queers? I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I get really.
I mean, just look at us.
We are just sitting opposite and eyeing each other.
I also immediately hate that question the second I ask it.
What's the difference between gays and straight?
Oh my god!
My Melbourne is from Auntie, is what I was about to say. My Auntie is from Melbourne, and she said to me once, "Sydney are the blondes, and Melbourne are the brunettes."
Whoa.
That is very apt.
It's true, and you know what they say. Blondes have more fun, but brunettes are funnier.
Yeah. So take that, Brendan, you stupid blonde.
I think it's really important that we all just fight for this whole thing. Yeah. Which city is better?
Yeah. It's never been done. Yeah.
No, we're doing God's work. We are connecting an alliance of queers across the country. It's quite a beautiful thing to see.
But only New South Wales and Vic. We don't want to involve anyone else.
Oh, yeah.
No way. Well, I do wonder, you know how there's that funny thing where gay people famously can't drive or don't drive.
Yeah.
I don't think that you could get away with that in Sydney, I have to say.
I can drive. Okay, well, assumptions have been made. Have you been? No, I can drive, but I can't afford a car. I think that's the difference.
Oh, that is true. Yeah.
Because rent in Sydney is so expensive.
Oh, it's fucked up.
All three of us have cars, no?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay.
Wow, rubbing it in.
Big money over here.
I've got a 5-door Hyundai.
Okay. He is so
that
well.
Is the fit of the boot. I was why you need five? That's
it's
too much.
Think.
That sounds like a bad car.
How many kids do you have?
Oh my god.
The whole thing. We're actually straight and married.
Yes.
It's a van.
Have you ever been confused for a couple? Because you guys do a lot of shows together.
We get confused for cousins and brothers and sisters, which is so funny to me.
At least it's not like mother and son or something like that.
I mean,
like,
that would be really offensive to me.
Especially
No, Brendan's the mother, obviously.
Yeah.
No, everyone thinks no one's asked dating. which makes me sad because I would love that. I think it's
obvious
that.
If you look at us.
I've seen couples that look just like you.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. It's the new way.
Should we kiss?
Yeah. No. Every time we kiss, Jenna literally like bites my mouth.
Yeah, I don't mean to. I start laughing because it's such a funny concept to me.
Yeah.
And then I accidentally like.
That is blood. What happened with like one of my first kisses on year 8 camp, proper kiss with tongue. We, Lou Burridge and I, sorry, doxed. Lou Burridge and I snuck out to go to the boys' tent. And this guy did this thing called the Cobra where he like pulled his foreskin over. And then like let it smack back. What? And at the sound, I'll never forget. It's so clear in my mind. It was like a mix between a click and a clap.
I'm
that
sorry.
Sound.
Was that good for him?
Was he hard? No.
I have so many questions.
Like, because yeah, really,
let's talk
like,
more about this 14-year-old's dick.
And we played Spin the Bottle and I was fighting for my life. Because of course I couldn't admit that I'd never been kissed before. Because
wait, was this just you and the boys?
It was me, no, Lou Burridge and the boys. Oh, we have to edit out.
I thought Lou
name.
Was a, another boy.
Wait, no, sorry. Lou is a girl, Louisa. And then they met us kiss. Which of course I hated. And then, I was so scared. And then I had to kiss this other boy who's now a DJ.
Whoa!
And I bit his tongue because like he went tongue straight in was real jab effect.
Oh.
And I bit it because I was like unsure. It was like a knee jerk response. And then I had to say it was because I was laughing. And they were like, "You weren't laughing."
No one was laughing.
And then they were like, "You're just a bad kisser." And I was like, "Well, it's." My Doc's second go.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, how can gosh. I compete with the fucking Cobra? Yeah. You know, like, Cobra's standards in here. Are high.
I'm so confused though. Sorry. Why did he do that?
Asked him to. Sure. We had heard. So we didn't know what it was. And then when he brought it out, I was like, I wish I'd been informed that it was like, you know, genitalia was involved.
Right.
But yeah, they were like, do the Cobra. And he's like, no, I'm all right. I'll do the Cobra. Oh. And he did the Cobra. And I'll never forget it.
And now he's a comedian doing that same bit.
Yeah, yeah.
No, now he is a doctor.
Oh, sure.
That
they
makes so
are.
Much sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pulling back foreskins for work.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know what I'm really good at?
Anatomy. <Yeah. laughs> That's wild. Anyway, but you guys kiss on stage a lot. You love that?
Yeah, we love that.
Oh, not like a lot.
You always ask to do it.
Yeah, I just like to be
What
touched.
Did you say today? It's been so long for you that you can donate blood now.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Just because
sorry, I told you a joke. I thought it was so funny.
Just because I am a humanitarian now. Thanks for just bringing that up. So that's real good.
That's
yeah,
great,
you have to add the font. Are you
hit.
A fucking virgin? Yeah. Yes.
I just want to let everyone in this room know that I fuck. I have fucked once before.
I just do it in 6-month intervals, okay?
Yeah,
a real hero, you know? And isn't that rule the hero of them all? Should we start talking about some celebs?
Yeah, let's get into it. There's so much to discuss. So much has been happening recently.
It's been a big week.
Yeah, it's been crazy. I mean, I saw, this is a small thing, but it just made me laugh. They finally released some audio from Chris Pratt's Mario movie of him doing the Mario voice. Have you heard it?
No, do you have it?
So bad.
Apparently he's playing Mario and Luigi.
That's illegal.
Selfish.
Yes, selfish. Okay. He's like not even the top 50 people I would list to play.
Hey, where's the freaking...
No.
Sorry.
No. That's not it.
Sorry, just quickly though, what was that?
that's Tony Soprano. The Gabagool.
That is not it. I'm so sorry.
That would be so funny if Chris Pratt's Mario was just a really bad Tony Soprano.
No, because I've sent, like, in our group chat, I've sent, like, so many memes of it that I'm trying to find the original.
Oh my God. I wish it was that, though.
Oh, that is so funny.
Here is the actual...
It just sounds like Linda Belcher from Bob's Burgers.
Oh my God.
Well, you can't unhear that.
Yeah.
Wow. Little babies.
That, That's wild.
I would prefer it to be the first one. Yeah. Let's get Hollywood on the phone right now. Like, hey, guys, you got to fix this.
I have to tell you something that happened the other week. So my gran was in hospital because she's like not well, which is fine. She's old. And okay. Love her dearly, but she did say a lot of rude things about foreigners. And I'm like, sure. You're on your deathbed. This could be your last. Yeah. This could be your final words.
She's like, I know what I'm doing.
You really got to get that out there? Sure, gran. But we were all just sitting there like just chatting really quietly, being really respectful and peaceful. And then my mom was like on her phone, and then like out of nowhere, this sound came out of it so clear, so loud. And it was like, Mom, what's a butt plug?
No.
What? And she just like locked her phone. I was like, I don't know what that was. Just so fucking stop funny. It was wild.
But did she let them know what a butt plug was?
I don't know. And I still haven't chased up with mum about what that was.
All right, we'll get your mum on the phone. Right.
You don't think I should?
Just let that go. Let that,
yeah. Well, it feels more fun to let it go. Yeah. She'd be stressed.
But then again, like you just never know what comes up when you open TikTok. It could be like just, you know, something harmless or someone just telling you the most traumatizing thing you've ever heard in your
life. As Jamie Lee Curtis. Have you been seeing the compilations?
No, I haven't.
Of Jamie Lee Curtis in all these like press interviews talking about trauma. And she's like, generational trauma. And she says trauma. She's like, trauma.
I found out Jamie Lee Curtis is married to Christopher Guest. I had no idea.
I have no idea who that is.
Straight over my head. Is that the Sound of Music?
No. That would be crazy. Christopher Guest is the guy who wrote and directed Wedding for Guffman, Best in Show.
Mockumentary. Yes.
If you haven't seen Best in Show, stunning. God. It's beautiful stuff. We've got so much audio.
Yeah,
this is an audio heavy episode.
Trauma, generational trauma. Rage and trauma. Rage and trauma, PTSD.
Why does she say trauma? Oh my god,
that's kind of how you say it in German. You say trauma.
Trauma.
Oh, German.
I doubt it, but.
Yeah. Yeah, you get fought, absolutely not.
Speaking of let it go, Elsa is a lesbian.
Elsa's a lesbian, yeah.
Just getting it out there. Tell you who else is a lesbian. It has been announced this week. Velma.
I'm so excited.
Velma's a lesbian. And Mindy Kaling, right?
No, not the Mindy one. Like in the actual like...
kids one for the children.
Oh my God.
So it's been all I think about lately. Since yesterday when it came out. Oh no, timing, whatever. It was in the... like the director and the writer came out being like, yeah, she's actually a lesbian, because if you look back at her like plot... you can see why she was so uncomfortable with her relationship with Shaggy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, and then there's this scene that's come out, and it's called Scooby-Doo Trick or Treat. And obviously, the treat is that she's gay. I'm so excited about this.
No, spill the tea. I don't know about this.
Okay, great. And then she, like, has this massive crush on this, like, costume designer. And, like, classic. Is fangirling and, like, obsessing over her. Yeah, yeah. So it's lesbian culture.
It's so sweet. It's so nice. And the writers have gone even further to say that she was always, like, for them, canonically lesbian, and they wrote her that way. But I think it was, like, Cartoon Network or whatever the hell they were on was, like, we need you to, like, take this out. Like, originally, I think
2001 live-action one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
And, like, it was, like, in some original incarnation, it was, like, Daphne was actually intended as, like, Velma's, like, partner. And then they were like, no, like add in like someone like Fred to kind of like balance it out and like sort of thing.
Because Daphne is bi.
Yeah. Have you seen the
boots?
Like, have you seen the boots? There's like this scene in the cartoon. It's like Daphne's covered in a cloth and she's making these sounds that sound like orgasm noises.
Yes.
And Velma's just like, that's Daphne. Wait a minute, I know that voice.
And their colors are the lesbian colors.
Exactly.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They're fucking great. I love it. I wish we could get the live action again.
Yes.
There's this
with,
like,
what's her name? That she's so hot in that
Sarah
movie.
Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Oh no, she's hot too. But the girl who plays Velma, and then she has her like sexy Velma moment.
She's like, hello, it's mommy or something.
That movie is so gay.
It's so gay.
And it's also like there's like body swapping that's going on, and like it's kind of like trans and queer as well.
Shaggy
like it's
gets boobs.
Yeah.
And I remember as a kid being relieved when Shaggy became Daphne, and Daphne was like, I'm so hungry. And I was like, that's good. She was so skinny. I was like, well, I'm glad she's hungry.
Yeah. And that's what you took from that.
Yeah, that's all I took from the film. It's so fucked up, but it is beautiful. Who else is doing this like new live action one? Because Mindy Kaling is playing Velma.
I think it's like a prequel series. It's like a murder mystery.
Is it a cartoon or did I make that up?
Oh.
There's both. So
the
universe expands.
Yeah.
I actually don't know if Mindy is like synced up to this. Because hers is like already filmed and like coming out soon, and it's like a Velma prequel.
So
thing.
It's sad because
she's
not gonna be gay.
Yeah.
Oh, do we know that?
Maybe. Maybe she that's would... why they're coming out with it now.
Coming out, am I right?
Yeah.
And what was your coming out? Sorry.
And no chance that Mario can be gay now that Chris Pratt's involved.
That was
ghoul hands all over it.
Is Chris Pratt homophobic?
Yeah,
I thought so. Yeah.
And like also, quite like actively so.
Yeah.
Just also not Italian.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Or just, Japanese, which are the two ends of Mario. Like,
Which I couldn't think of one Italian person, so maybe it's perfect casting.
Yeah, in America? Absolutely not. There was no huge.
Lady Gaga. Like, can you imagine the press tour of Gaga played Mario?
That would be the greatest cinema release of our time.
Well, I think the greatest cinema release of our time is going to be Lady Gaga and Joker the Musical.
Wait, is that real?
True.
It's real. What? Yeah.
Duh.
Have you not heard this?
No.
What do you mean, duh?
Duh.
I work at a youth culture publication and I don't know this.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So they're doing a sequel to Joker and it's starring Lady Gaga and it's going to be a musical.
From Harley Quinn's perspective.
Yeah, right. Shut the fuck up. Yeah. What?
100%.
That's great.
I'm gonna wait in the same world as the Joaquin Phoenix one. Am I Joaquin?
Joaquin.
You have to go to university just to know how to pronounce that name.
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you punking us?
No.
No.
I'm
surprised you've missed it.
I'm surprised I missed it.
It's been confirmed.
It was on Twitter.
Yeah.
It was on Twitter, guys.
Oh. Yeah.
Didn't you listen to our podcast?
Oh no.
Every Wednesday when it's released. Yes.
It actually doesn't air in Sydney. Crazy.
There's a time delay.
Yeah.
It's raining.
So that was Jenna and Brandon.
Oh my god. I am literally looking at this. Velma is gay.
Yeah, if you just Google Velma, it's like it's so wholesome. It's really cute. It's really
Have
beautiful.
We talked about the Jeffrey Dahmer thing yet on the podcast?
I kind of don't want to.
No, okay. Yeah. Well, I just saw this funny thing where like people have been like fan casting like other serial killers as well. Oh, and someone had to be like, you can't, this isn't like the Marvel universe of like serial killers where like everyone's playing like Charlie Manson and stuff like that. Or like it's some weird like series thing where we get a series on each one of them. Like, let's stop now. I think we learned our lesson.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Because that show is fucking awful.
Yeah. Currently killing people.
There's so many.
No, but like an active one that has just like popped up out of nowhere sort of thing. And it's like, who could have thought that having this very high profile glamorization of a serial killer could beget
totally.
Has any one of you watched a Marilyn Monroe movie?
No, but I've only heard horrible.
Can't be fucked with
I feel like so many new releases, all I do is hear awful things and I'm like, I'm not gonna bother, and then I don't watch anything.
And here we are, we've got nothing to talk about.
But the Marilyn one truly, like, it doesn't just sound bad, it sounds like reprehensible. Like, it's like it's just torture porn about her life, and there's like apparently some fucked scene about like her like unborn fetus inside her with like a
talks
CGI
to the baby and the baby talks
like
back
weird like abortion themes and
it's giving
really...
pro-life sorry
it's
giving pro-life
it's giving directed by a man like, don't you all talk to your unborn babies? No.
I'm always every morning like, what's up?
Like, I don't need to
just
talk to them now. It's fucking weird. Anyway, I found out there's about a lesbian couple where one of them was like talking to the womb to like make it excited about having a baby eventually, and then they ended up dumping this person.
Oh my god! Hey, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that sounds
that's
about
fair.
Right. That's kind of weird. Yeah.
It's fucked up.
That sounds like a breeding kink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is this?
Oh my god, okay.
Oh my god, I thought you just made that up. I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Wait, does Khloe Kardashian kink? Have a breeding kink?
Yeah. You know about it.
Of course I know about it. I have a breeding kink.
You don't, okay.
I don't know about it.
Okay, you don't know about it.
No.
People have a kink with breeding. And like getting people pregnant and
heterosexuality, heard of it? Hey.
But it's also like,
but it can also be a gay kink.
Yeah, but it's like an oxymoron, because if you think about it, isn't a kink just something that's sexual? It's like, what can be more literally sexual than reproduction?
Yeah,
like it's
that's
just
true. I guess there's a lot of porn that's like, he impregnates me.
Or
yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You guys get that?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I'm watching that
nonstop.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for
unfortunately,
sure.
Unfortunately, I've been in a room next to Jenna. I can't not hear it.
All right, that was the payback for
Got your back, bitch.
We actually hate each other.
So. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dynamic.
10 days is potentially too many days together.
No, I love it.
Where are you staying?
We're staying in Richmond.
Oh, yeah. Around the corner from me.
Hector's Deli.
Where's what?
It's that's the service deal. Place I wanted to take you to.
It's good, but it's like $25 for a sandwich.
No, it's $16 for a sandwich, but you gotta buy like a coffee. Come on, mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so then
sure,
it's like $21.50.
Yeah, absolutely.
But are they good?
They are good. There's
do
also
they sponsor this podcast.
They do not.
We wish.
I wish. Are you vegetarian?
Pescatarian. He's not.
Oh, bless. You can eat anything.
Yeah.
You should get the eggplant.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
I'll get it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my god, no.
Yeah. Well, I have work, but come back.
That was the most like, oh no, that's okay.
Yeah. No, but like honestly, all these people are like, I'm in Melbourne for like
sure.
Monday to Wednesday, and I'm like, when am I going to see you? Yeah. I work till 5 p.m. and then I'm tired.
Yeah. We are filming a podcast right now at 3:30.
Yeah. I took a day off for this. Yeah, I was like, I have to take a day off to record 2 podcast episodes, and they graciously said yes.
Well, that's nice. That's a good workplace. Mm.
Self care.
Mm. Yeah. Hashtag self care.
Yeah.
Gossip.
Yeah, exactly. What happened this week? I feel like something really big happened, because I feel like we had this like hectic week of like the Queen dying, and then like the Don't Worry Darling stuff, which you guys
obviously know that. Yeah, yeah.
Adam Levine, Try Guys.
Being horny, embarrassing.
The Try Guys, we haven't talked about
the Try Guys!
Okay.
Yeah!
Okay, so who are they?
Okay, so they became famous on BuzzFeed in 2014, and like from 2014 to 2017, I have a timeline.
Historian over here.
I do research. I work for a pop culture magazine publication.
Velma of the podcast.
I'm the Velma of the podcast. Good one.
Okay. Jeez.
I can't find my glasses.
I'm wearing glasses for those at home. 2014 to 2017, they were on BuzzFeed and they were like Try Guys. So it'd be like, the Try Guys try, insert here.
I know.
Like, yeah, beautiful. Yeah. Well, one of them actually came out as gay, and it's a beautiful moment.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So, you know.
I reckon I can guess who it was. Yeah. Based on the statement I saw. Yeah.
It was like Clinkson. and then in 2017, they started their own production company called The Try Guys. So they like were like, fuck you, BuzzFeed. We're doing our own thing. We're making you money. It's our turn to shine. Then, so do you know what happened with Ned?
Yes.
So he was obsessed with his wife, which is
so he was a
red
guy.
Flag.
Yeah.
And it was his huge. Whole brand.
Yeah, it was his brand. And it was
his
like
little brand?
Yeah, yeah. So he was like the wife guy of the Try Guys. And then
they were all guys and he was wife guy?
He was wife guy. He was this thing. He's like, I'm obsessed with my wife.
Jesus Christ.
And then like he had videos that were like, you know how there was like, there are 10, but. And it was like, there are 10, but they're married. And all this stuff coming out now where it's like, oh, that's so embarrassing now. Mm. And there was a video and it's like, how to date a married guy, and it was Ned.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he was fucking the producer the whole time.
Oh my god, and she was engaged as well to someone, wasn't she?
I don't know that, but probably.
Because I saw this video that was somehow related to the Try Guys, and it was the other cheater in the scenario, and she was like picking out a wedding dress. Mm.
Oh my god.
And I feel like for some reason this hits so much harder than the Adam Levine thing, because with Adam Levine, it was just like random people on Instagram.
Yeah, Adam Levine is someone that I hate that he's inserted himself into my life in so many ways. Like I feel like without choice, like for the longest time, like I don't seek Adam Levine out. None of us do.
No.
And yet he's there. no one actually.
He's like that U2 album that got uploaded to our, our iPods in 2000 and whatever. Yeah.
That's who Adam Levine is.
That was a
Earth.
Beautiful reference. Yeah. That's really exactly good.
Thank you.
So with this like Try Guy's wife guy, is there stuff coming out about him like also being like flirty in the workplace, like other women?
People, I mean, so old BuzzFeed employees have started coming out and being like not surprised or
Fuck.
But it's so funny because like we've firstly got to acknowledge that this is the coolest thing that has ever happened to the Try Guys.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, they were nothing before this week. So this is funny. it's just a good time for all involved. Basically the three remaining Try Guys, I don't know what the collective noun for a Try Guy is, an attempt. But they have like immediately ousted him. Like it was like that next morning after these like, because someone saw them out clubbing, like the two that are cheating, and then they like sent it to one of the guys or whatever. And it was like that next morning they made this statement and it was like, due to this thing, we are removing him from all things. We're like deleting him, like with like in post from all previous videos. They had like a team working round the clock to like edit every image of him from all of their marketing. They like went full on. And I understand it when you have this kind of like PG, very like homely, like YouTube, like family channel. But on the other hand, I'm also kind of like, it seems so extreme to me. It's like too much. It's like, it's like, yeah, he cheated on his wife, but it's like, take away his job, take away his livelihood. And it's like, and like, you know, it's like, what next?
Who's going to pay
prison?
The child support?
Yeah.
He needs money for child support.
Yeah.
She's going to take
everything.
Well, I
don't think they're breaking up. Oh. She released a statement too, being like, please like stop contacting me. Like, thank you for your support. But like, my most important thing is my family. And Ned and I are like, I can't remember the exact words. So don't quote me on it. But was this, it gave the intention that she was like, we're going to get through this.
That's disgusting.
I just like when I love when scandals like this come out, like especially like beauty vloggers and stuff like that. But the second this one came out, I was just like, I don't want to, I don't care.
Other end. I was in Canberra. Okay, she travels.
Oh my god.
And the news came out and everyone that I was working with in there had no idea who they were, and I was like, I have no one to talk to about this. Yeah.
Oh my god.
And
I
need
that
to. And so I'm so glad that's why I'm here on the pod today. The only reason.
It is kind of weird. Like, I guess like, yeah, there must be more to it. I feel like there's got to be more to it. If they're willing to, like, strip this much from him rather than him just, like, no longer being involved in, like, the production company and stuff like that, I'm like, something else is about to come out.
Yeah.
Or something is, like...
One of the other Try Guys did a tweet and it was like, am I allowed to release my drafted tweets yet? ..
Is this the guy?
Is that Eugene?
No, it wasn't the gay. Oh, yeah. Oh, I was like, good for you.
Yeah, maybe they're bi. We'll find out.
So, sorry.
.. is bi.
Oh my god, it so is. Yeah.
It's the flag.
Oh my god. Ellipses queen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is wild. I didn't realize that they were like literally like stripping
I find it
history.
Too much.
It's the thing is, we can never be happy.
Yeah.
If someone does something and then it's like a Weinstein situation, and it's like, oh, well, they still got their job. I mean, not that this is anything in the same.
Yeah.
But like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he'll be fine though. He'll get another job.
Well, we can't put him in prison for cheating.
No.
Yeah.
But we should we?
But we should. No, but we absolutely should.
Yeah, that's fucking wild. Well, that kind of like, okay, this is a tangent, but just speaking of like punishment and blah blah blah, but like Louis CK is coming to Melbourne and like
and Sydney and Auckland.
Although, but I heard that like the Kiwi comedians like came together and got a petition going to for him not to perform.
Oh, that's hot.
Didn't have the same rallying of support in the Australian.
Is he going to perform there in the end?
I don't know, but he's coming to Australia, and I'm genuinely just like taken aback by like the amount of people. Like, there were a couple of people where I was like, of course they're fucking going.
Yeah.
But there are so many people going to see Louis CK. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, it's just really like line in the sand for me moment. And I'm like, it's kind of one of those things where I'm like, it's not like I'm not going to send him to, like, again, it's like the solution is like sending all these fucked men to prison. But he like famously didn't apologize.
Yeah.
And famously came out and said sorry as a joke and turned it into a bit.
Yeah.
And like, those women like quit comedy. Like, it's so fucking, it's fucking wild. And I just think it's depressing. What do you guys think?
Yeah, it is really depressing. And it also feels like even that if you spoke out and were signing a petition, it would kind of backfire and be used against you. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It just feels like you can't win either way opposing Louis C.K. And
And I always forget that we're like in such a bubble sometimes because like I saw someone posted on like a Sydney comedy thing. And they're like, we've got free tickets to Louis C.K. And I was like, oh, they're about to get blasted in the comments. Went to the comments and it was like all these people being like, me. Yeah. I was like, oh,
yeah,
no.
Exactly.
And those people that have the like the take of like, yeah, I know that he's done all this stuff and I don't agree, but he's a very funny man.
He's not. Maybe I just hate him now.
No, I feel like most people hate him now as a person, but I saw him live before all of this shit came out and he was really funny. He had some pro-abortion jokes. Like
he did the bare minimum.
It was like, and like I was talking to a guy who was like, oh, he was like literally my hero. And I was like, same.
And it was devastating. Really funny. Yeah. You know, like same with like I used to watch Chappelle's show and Dave Chappelle was like one of my intros into comedy. And I don't think I have to be like, fuck everything he's ever done. But I'm like, I'm not supporting him now. And I'm not watching what he puts out now. But I'm not going to look back at what I consumed 10 years ago when it was literally nothing else.
Yeah. We're not going to like retroactively drag ourselves. Yeah.
No. Oy, oy, oy. What are we going to do about these boys?
Hey, you know what they say? Boys will be boys. They're always saying that,
and
so it's fine.
It is all boys.
All boys.
It does tend to be the boys.
Mm-hmm. But I was like, maybe I'll see one she, her, one they, them.
That she, they pussy getting up there.
Representation matters.
Exactly. And that's what Louis's worried about.
This is so random. But speaking of theys, did you hear that Nikki Blonsky from the movie Hairspray is engaged to a non-binary person? And everyone was like, they're spray.
Oh! Oh, that's so good. Nikki Blonsky from the movie Hairspray. I'm so happy for you.
Beautiful.
Fuck me. Wow. She was like, she was live vlogging a random motel room she was staying at.
That's
like,
hot.
Nikki Blonsky from the movie Hairspray.
It wasn't the Trixie Motel, was it?
Oh my God. I don't know.
Have you seen clips of this? Trixie, like,
oh,
she has
a
TV series. It's her building a literal motel that you can stay in.
Yeah.
Oh, where is
it? Trixie Mattel.
Oh,
Palm Springs. Palm Springs, yes.
I would be so keen to
stay.
I got one.
Yeah. I'm booking.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it's going to be one of those things that like you just can never get into. But
yeah.
And it would just be covered in cum.
It
would just be covered in cum. Because the gays would just like go there for a week.
Oh my God, I just heard what you said.
Yeah.
Took me a second and I don't understand what cum means. Yeah.
You've been to a motel.
You've been to a gay man's house. It's
fun. Have you seen the cum trees in Melbourne?
Yes. Oh, sorry, what?
Smelt them.
Sorry.
What an interesting thing to say. Yeah.
Do you not have cum trees in Sydney?
I just don't think so.
Okay, outing myself, I don't even know. I've never smelled a cum tree in my life.
You got to come to my street. Don't dox me, but I live in a cum tree street, and they're these particular blossoms.
They're like white.
They're
right?
White blossoms
that smell like cum.
And they reek of cum, and they're a particular Melbourne suburbs that just absolutely like pungently reek of cum.
What an awful
and
city.
And they bloom for like 3 or 4 weeks in a year, and that's it. And during that period, it's like super intense. And it's currently cum tree season.
Oh my God, we've got to go smell the cum tree.
And they're wilting at the moment. And I call that a bukkake.
Good on you.
Hey, like when the blossoms come through in Japan, but
the cum trees. I have never smelt cum before.
Well,
oh
you
my
will
God,
know.
Gold yeah. star.
No, I'm not a gold star. I just never made the call. I wasn't very good.
I was just lazy.
Yeah.
I just never gave a shit.
No. So this is exciting for me. Maybe I've always smelt them and I've just never known.
I mean, don't women come? I mean, women literally.
Are we talking about
semen? We don't have semen. We don't have sperm.
But don't you call it cum as well? like.
No, I think
I personally do.
Yeah.
Like I came, I can't, but like it's not like
it doesn't smell like it.
Yeah.
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 That's fair. Your privilege.
You have your own trees.
Sometimes.
I actually think it's really hard to be a man sometimes.
Okay, well, I can't wait. We'll add it to our list of things to do in Melbourne.
No, yeah, won't. Go smell the cum trees.
I have got to go.
That's fucked. I love the cum trees. But the jacarandas will be in soon to cover it up. That's
beautiful. Yeah. And that's amore.
It's like shoving a cologne on when you're like reeking.
When
of
you're
sweat
covered in cum. Like, I think you should probably jump in the shower.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god.
What's the cum suburb here?
Where
is it?
I mean, you can find pockets of cum all over Melbourne.
Yeah.
There's a lot in Brunswick, so okay. If you get up there. But there
in
are
the
some
east,
in the city.
A
like
lot in the east.
East Melbourne as well, like around, like yeah, close to the city. I've seen them and I wind up my
tree.
Windows.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Suburbs. We have jasmine. Have you smelled? That's very delightful.
Oh, must be
nice. That's
good.
Yeah, that's, yeah. We have cum. Yeah.
And what's the difference between Sydney and Melbourne?
The cum.
Yeah.
Jasmine. I can't believe you guys have jasmine. We have cum trees, and then those like trees at the Asthma Society have been like, please get rid of them. They're killing people.
Pine trees. Yeah.
Go
yeah.
off Melbourne.
Yeah. But I had like low key so much hay fever when I was in Sydney last week.
Oh,
I
it think was bad. Last week was really
just
bad.
As bad.
Oh my god. Okay. I learned the craziest thing, and maybe Jordan can verify with your zoological knowledge.
Thank you. I'll try my best. I probably won't.
Apparently there's this theory that if you have hay fever, because obviously it's reacting to particular types of pollen and whatever, that if you eat honey from bees of that like region, that it will make you like immune to that particular pollen and you won't have hay fever anymore.
Okay.
That's wild.
That's kind of interesting.
Because it's like, it's made from bees of that who would be using those plants and then making honey.
It's like anti-venom.
Yeah.
Oh. Origin story.
Yeah.
So if you buy local honey, it can help. Some people think that it helps with your hay fever.
But I can't think of a single place you can get local honey. Oh my God. Are we the problem?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just got too many cum trees, not enough actual.
What about cum tree honey? When are we getting that cum tree? Yeah.
Although my cum tree does have a lot of bees in it.
Oh, true.
So maybe if I had the cum tree honey bees, I don't know how to word the sentence, but
the bee cum.
If I have the bee cum, maybe then I will
be immune to cum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you already are immune to cum.
Yeah.
Just.
And we're gonna edit that one out. It wasn't a good joke.
It's like waterproofing your car. It just bounces off you.
Yeah.
Apparently, if you get blood on your clothes and you spit on it, that's the best way to get it out. Like, don't use like spray or anything like that because it's the same enzymes.
Thank you so much for sharing that.
Oh my god. I don't know. Yeah, about period blood. Sorry, ladies.
Oh my god. So anyone, much spit.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Why was that brought up?
Because someone got blood on their futsal uniform and my friend said spit on it.
Whoa, that's hot.
And that's kind of hot. And it worked.
Yeah.
It worked.
It's like peeing on someone when they get stung by a jellyfish.
Yeah, you
got
to do it.
Oh, I got stung.
Oh. It doesn't
lifeguards.
Actually work.
Yeah. Yeah.
Vinegar.
I think that works.
Yeah. It doesn't.
It's just to calm them down.
Yeah.
It's just a therapeutic thing.
Yeah,
I'd still do it.
Yeah, it would bring me inner peace.
Have you guys been stung by jellies?
I thought you were about to say, yeah, are you guys
like, pissed? I'm like, yeah, we're there. What's up?
It's not a yes, but it's not a no.
I have once, and no one peed on me. Sad.
Sad. Was it like a blue bottle?
I think so. I don't remember. I blacked out.
Oh. It wasn't until I was washing the blood off my hands
that I realized.
That's like I'm in a bath of urine.
That's just musical theater. I'm over it.
That's fucking wild. Speaking of, my friend saw Lea Michele on Broadway.
What was that? I've seen now the whole play on TikTok.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, just that there are constant standing ovations.
Yeah, too many.
And applause
during
breaks.
During the show.
During the show.
Oh, sit down.
It's too much.
Sometimes mid-song.
Yeah. That's what happened with when I saw Glenn Close in Sunset Boulevard, which I'm telling you is the worst thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Is that the musical?
Yes.
It's so bad.
It's terrible. One time there's a song where he's like sings, it's like a patter song and he's singing like Sunset Boulevard, blah, blah, boulevard, but he forgot the lyrics and he was like, Sunset Boulevard, ha, ha.
Oh, no. And he just goes, gabagoo.
Gabagoo. And he like motioned like getting out of the pool and like was shirtless and like stood up. And we were all just like, I'm sorry to this man. I had no idea who he was. And then he just like stopped and referenced his like torso and was like, come on. And
no.
Then everyone was like,
you did that in the show last night.
Oh no.
Got a clap.
Yeah. Well, perfect. Yep. That's it.
If it gets the sales.
Yeah. But I think it's just Americans love to clap.
Well, I think it's it's Lee as well. They're like,
yeah.
It's like, calm down.
Speaking of Americans clapping.
I love your segue so much, Charlie.
Yeah.
I have no idea where this is going to go.
I'm keeping it on pulse.
Yeah.
Can someone fill me in on what has been happening with Lizzo playing the flute?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Like, but everyone was going lit and then someone was saying, like, is it like some historical flute?
Mm. It essentially just belonged to a slave owner.
Yeah.
And white people got upset. Nobody surprised there. it's just like a crystal flute, like imagine a glassware bullshit, and nobody played it in however long
200 years or
200
like
years
artifact,
yeah. But you know, Taylor Swift has played on some fucking ex-president slavery bullshit
Kim K.
piano
wore and broke Marilyn's dress
and you know, is Lizzo really, she's done absolutely nothing to this flute but highlight flute playing
and you know, and for its use.
Yeah.
It's literally meant for this.
And I feel like in any colonized country, anything from 200 years ago was like owned by someone fucked.
So like, let's reclaim it.
How much would that slave owner hate that Lizzo is fucking playing the flute now, you know?
Was this person a politician or something like that?
They were.
Like,
yeah. They were, right? Yeah.
I feel like president. Yeah. Anyone could be a politician back then.
Yeah.
I mean, still now.
Yeah.
I mean, dance on their graves. Let's be real.
Yeah.
Be real.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Actually.
Are you on Be Real?
I am on Be Real and I was so excited.
Not. Are you?
No.
I'm on it.
No.
I'm reluctantly on it.
Did you talk about this last episode?
We did.
Yeah, I listened to an episode.
I'm just checking in though to see how like up to date we are. Well, we're on the same page. I don't
care.
I'm fake.
Okay.
Sorry.
You guys, you're just
I'm thinking
jealous.
Of stopping my realness and just being fake again.
No, you've got to be real, because I agreed with what you were saying. Like, you've got to be. I'm sick of these people waiting hours and then being like, oh, I'm being real at Pilates.
Literally.
Like, fuck off.
Yeah,
it happened again today. I was like the only one who was real last night.
I was really happy last night because I was real and I was actually doing something fun. I was like, this never happens.
Yes.
Huge.
That's a dream.
All the while, you could have posted it on Instagram anytime you liked.
Yeah, I do that. But it's different. It's about the camaraderie.
And there's also the fun element of like, oh, Be Real made me.
Yeah.
I didn't want this.
Yeah.
I was caught in a moment. Like, it's candid.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. My friend actually uploaded like a full on like nude selfie and it was really classy and beautiful and it was a great Be Real because I get it.
Yeah.
Are you allowed full on nudity on Be Real?
Like, it wasn't like puss out.
Yeah.
It was tasteful as a side.
Just imagine someone fucking.
Yeah. Oh, go Be Real, babe.
But
some people would do that.
Again, you can see me nude on my close friends.
Yeah.
Any week, any day.
Oh. We're kind of vaguely in the realm of like talking about like Broadway musicals and stuff like that, but we missed this a few weeks ago, the whole Scamilton thing.
Oh,
what?
True.
I have not heard about this.
The Christian, like, they did a like illegal remake of Hamilton that was all changed to like Christian lyrics.
Yeah.
And,
oh my God.
They didn't get approval and then they got like shut down, but like they had put it up online and the lyrics were so fucking funny. Oh. It was like, like, they changed stuff to be about Jesus just out of nowhere.
It's like, how does a bastard serve the son of a lady who sold a body?
Hey, keep it. Yeah, play that same song.
And then, like, the burn was, like, really weird.
Yes.
She just sang, like they just had all these filler lyrics. Like, she was literally just going, burn.
Gabagoo.
Which is not a song. Yeah, Gabagoo. And everyone was like, slightly off key.
Oh, they were terrible performers as
oh,
well.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. It's like all the high schools that are trying to do it and they're just like horrible. Yeah. But I'm here for it.
Yeah, and it's the same thing.
They
were they sued?
They were sued and it gets so good because they had to like give all this money to Hamilton and then Hamilton donated it to
Hamilton himself.
They donated it to like a LGBT and like trans like support Conversion charity camp. Like and so like but in the name of this like very Christian
group.
So it all has a nice ending, but you've got to look it up. It's so funny. Okay.
That's so sweet of Lin-Manuel Miranda to do that when all we do is bully him, like the gays in particular. We really like we have no time for him. We bully the shit out of him and then he does this kind
maybe
gesture.
Maybe that's why.
And I'm not going to stop.
No. Yeah, no, that's why he did it. He's like, don't worry, guys. See, I'm cool. I'm here. We're like, fucking loser. Give us your money.
Remember that photo you took of yourself, you weird cunt?
It's the Anne Hathaway of it all. It's like, why are we bullying this perfectly fine, nice person?
Oh, but it's okay because they're a man.
But like, why not?
Why not? And ultimately, like, Hamilton was like a slave owner who like is the reason that America's in so much debt and was super pro-capitalism and wrote some stuff that they ended up basing Mein Kampf off. So I don't think we should be doing a musical about him.
Yeah.
I knew none of this and I haven't seen Hamilton. Wow. I might be like the only black person who hasn't seen it.
I mean, I liked it.
I lined up from 5 a.m. See it. I don't know why I'm dragging it now.
I saw it recently. I've been enlightened. The Melbourne cast, so fucking good. I think
well, Sydney was better. No, I don't care.
It's the same. It's literally the same cast.
But like, okay, ours is better.
Ours is better.
And isn't that just the perfect wrap-up of the Sydney-Melbourne rivalry?
Yeah.
We're actually better. It's like, we're the same fucking city.
Oh, you got me. Yeah.
But it was just so nice to, and like, I won't shit on Lynn, but I will just say it was so nice to see a Hamilton that can actually sing. Like,
well, I mean, beggars can't be choosers, I guess. Really, it was very nice. When that Disney thing came out, it really exposed him. It didn't, and I think they thought it was going to be this like big thing where everyone was like, "Oh my God, Hamilton!" and people were excited.
Yeah.
But then it really was like, "What are you?"
Yeah.
You had a guy doing it for you, and then you came in.
Which is like, I mean, I can't talk. Every performance I do, I make myself sing, and I absolutely can't. I absolutely can't.
Yeah, but you're not. You're not telling people that you can.
I think you'd be like,
you're
not
Disney Plus with it.
I could be. Hey, I could be.
Absolutely.
You will be.
Hey, the two people in our audience last night, they loved it.
They would have. Oh, fuck yeah.
Jenna, there were five.
I can't count.
Don't undersell us.
At least I was seeing five.
I'm including tech in that.
Hey, they said it was great. They actually loved it.
Yeah. Crowd's a crowd.
Yeah.
And a tech's a tech.
Yeah.
Amazing. What else has been happening? It's been a weird fucking week.
Have you got released?
Yeah. Have you seen that? Oh my God. That like still from the Shawn Mendes movie where he plays an alligator.
What? No, where are you getting this?
What the fuck is this?
I don't have any more information than that. That is the end of my description, but it made me laugh.
I think I saw a tweet about it.
Yeah.
And then I just kept scrolling. I said, no, it's too much happening.
It's like, I don't know if this is like an AI-generated news article or if this is like a real thing.
Did he ever come out?
No.
Okay.
He didn't need to.
He's like an AI-generated human being.
Yeah, he doesn't seem real.
Boring, nothing. Don't think. He's not real. He's not.
Yeah.
No.
He's a fiction.
Too hot, nothing.
Oh, Leo's dating Gigi Hadid.
Oh,
is it confirmed now?
Leo, as in...
DiCaprio.
Yeah.
That was me pretending to be Kate Winslet.
Oh.
That was a fake one.
She says Jack. She never says Leo.
Not the version I saw.
I love it when she gets. I constantly reenact that little whistle thing she does.
Oh my God, literally. Yeah. It's so fun to do.
He's dead.
The crazy thing is, you know, everyone's like, oh my God, Gigi Hadid is too old for Leo because she's 27. And he's 47. That's a 20-year gap still.
Yeah, but that's the joke, right? Because like, he doesn't date anyone over 25.
Gigi is a crone, compared to what he's used to.
He should be dating Bella. Bella's a lesbian, surely.
Do you think
everyone's
a lesbian.
I don't know.
Who else is gay?
Kendall Jenner gives huge queer vibes.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a cunt, but she, I mean, that's why.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
The way she cuts their cucumber, she's a pillow princess.
Yeah, absolutely. That's exactly how my girlfriend cuts a cucumber.
I love it. I think I love thinking about men that are lesbians, like Keanu Reeves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In
the earlier pod is a lesbian. I think Luke from
Nathan Lane. Sorry, not Nathan Lane. I was thinking of the producers. Matthew Broderick is a lesbian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Brendan Hancock is a lesbian.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I'm the target demo.
Yeah. I think Adrian from Sex and the City is a lesbian, and Luke from Gilmore Girls is a lesbian. Yeah. Anyone who's a carpenter or a barista is a lesbian. Jesus, famous lesbian. Big lesbian.
Sandals
in linen.
Yeah, come on.
A lesbian and a mother.
Yeah. No fun.
Coming out of bed 3 days later.
Yeah.
Lesbian.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of anybody else who, a man who is a lesbian.
Should we think about women who are gay men?
The Sex and the City girl.
Yeah, well,
Aurelia is a gay man. Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's true. Lady Gaga.
What makes you a gay man?
You're wearing the same cap right now.
They're a gay man and I'm a lesbian.
Oh, yeah.
So what?
It makes sense.
You meet in the middle.
Yeah. In the Venn diagram of it all.
Yeah. It's Brendan, Aurelia, and... Who else are we to say? Lady Gaga?
Yeah.
We're all
they're the pillars of
And they're the three genders.
Yeah, they're the three genders.
I don't know where Susan Sarandon sits on this, but is she like God tier? She also like is bi, which is not a surprise to anyone.
Yeah. We're like, we know them.
Yeah.
Be around Gina Davis for a whole movie and see if you're not bi.
Exactly. I love a tall woman. I fucking love Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, she's a ledge.
Did we not know she was bi before?
She's like referenced it that she's dated women or kissed women. But this time she was like, guys, I'm bi.
Yeah.
How did they come out? How did they do it?
On a talk show with one of those guys.
That's nice.
She was talking about different dogs.
Yeah, she was.
Well,
yeah,
I'm bi. I have a dog and a cat.
That's hard.
Maybe we just see her as like straight and like possibly like frigid because of like Rocky Horror. We're like, she's Janet always, you know, like she's just stuck in that.
She's so sick though.
Yeah, she is cool.
Yeah. I love her. She when I was in San Francisco, big wig. My friend who lives there was telling me that she opened up like a ping pong bar where everybody just plays ping pong with her like 25-year-old boyfriend.
That's hot. That's hot.
And are we okay with that?
Yes. You know what I am? Your full frontal lobe is formed.
You can do the cobra?
Yeah, you can do the cobra.
What I'm not okay with is the ping pong themed bar.
Yeah.
It's giving startup. Like, every single startup has their fucking ping pong bowl.
A paycheck. Yeah. Don't come for Susan.
It's giving tech company doing like employee day. And we've rented out ping pong tables and have a pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds exactly like every yeah.
Idea is a bad idea.
Yeah.
You know, they cast Susan deliberately because she's not a good singer.
Really?
And, like, that gives me hope every day that I could be
the next Susan Sarandon.
Yeah.
Well, Sally Bowles in Cabaret isn't supposed to be
a singer. Yeah. See, it could happen to anyone.
Yeah.
You've just
got to believe. It happened to Lin-Manuel. No,
and this is my audition.
Would you regret it? Are we up to pop or flop?
Let's fucking do it.
Great.
All right.
So you guys are familiar with our little...
Because we listen every week.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Religiously.
Yeah. Every Wednesday.
Wednesday. To all my friends' podcasts that they do. It's my favorite type. Particularly anyone in Australian comedy.
Because there's not many.
And I go, yum, yum, yum.
Because there's not enough podcasts to go around, truly.
No. Yeah.
Anyone want to kick us off? Anyone got one?
I've got one.
Go for it.
So I was going to do Velma, but I had a backup because I was like, surely we'll talk about it.
Yes.
Smart.
Yeah. I'm not just a pretty
more
face.
More than a pair of tits over here. Yeah. I got some ideas.
More than an 8-cup, you know? And so I now have a flop.
Love it.
And I love it because, so you know how The Bachelor is doing the three guys?
Yes.
And they're just like disgusting.
But they've held off on like releasing it apparently.
Yeah. So it's coming out. It's been released now. It's coming out in January. But the three guys look like
Ken dolls, oh but like God. Not in a good way. Like a, yeah. like they're just like a white bread, just boring, basic. Anyway, so they've made
Australian
this-
television.
What? No. They would never. What? Anyway, so I think it's so funny because they're like, we're changing the name of this season of The Bachelor, and it's called The Bachelor's. The Bachelors.
In the bin.
The Bachelors.
They've added an S. And they're like, look at us go. Because there's three of them.
Fuck me. Just be Love Island.
Yeah.
You're swingers.
Around. Yeah. yeah.
So that's my flop. Because I was like, are you trying to glow up? Or like, what's happening? It's not, yeah. it's not good. It's not hot. It's not fresh.
That's fucked.
I respect that.
Yeah, thank you.
Where's like Osher Glinsberg on this? Because you know how he kept popping off on Twitter about how you like we couldn't have a gay bachelor because it was too hard.
Yeah.
And then come up with this shit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, nah. Osher apparently is not a good person. So there was a Reddit. I've got all the gossip.
Okay, here we go. So
this
we're
guy.
So shocked by
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I know. There was a. I don't know how credible this is, but there was a guy that went onto Reddit and he used to be on like a Blue's Clues style show that ended in 2010. He renamed, he stayed anonymous. And he did like an Ask Me Anything. Someone was like, who are the jerks in Australian TV? And he did this huge list. And one of them was Osher.
Yeah.
And one was also Marsha Hines, which threw me.
It was like diva. It was like people that. Who were like assholes behind the scenes.
Yeah,
list.
Yeah, yeah.
I saw this.
I heard that Marsha was a really lovely judge yeah. on the panel, but then behind the scenes was the meanest one.
And Mark Holden was also
Oh, yeah, he was also on the list.
Dicko
yeah.
was actually the nice one.
Yeah, he yeah. was the only one not on the list.
Well, he was playing a role.
Yeah.
He did say that awful thing to Paulini that gave us all eating disorders.
Oh yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I mean if you
let's
think
be
about
real,
it,
the
yeah.
dress was ugly.
The woman was not.
So anyway, really sideways there, but that was
yeah.
my flop.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
That's a good
love
flop.
That's yeah. a good flop.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, we're going around the circle. Yeah, oh yeah. shit, okay.
Yeah, sure. It's sharing time.
Oh wow. Yes, into the microphone. I have a pop. My flop is the cum trees, just off the top. That's
yeah.
yuck.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Fair.
We don't.
We understand.
You're not proud of this.
Yeah. We're shamed.
Yes, but my pop is Fitzroy Gardens.
Beautiful. Nice.
I think it's a beautiful garden.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
An active cruising site at mm-hmm. any point in the day.
Yeah,
and has the scent of cum trees without the cum trees.
Yes. I met a lovely gentleman the other yeah. day.
Did you see the miniature Tudor village?
No.
The fairy.
Like, no, Brendan was busy so, fucking.
Yeah. Have you seen the fairy tree?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Did
okay.
I go straight to the cottage? Oh, I have to use the bathroom.
You're like fucking in a like children's wonderland.
It's just these like cute little houses. And then there's a tree that has all these intricate carvings of Australian animals in it.
Oh, okay, aww. So you go for different reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was really wholesome.
really different experience.
I really like taking a guided like kids tour.
I'm like, yeah, all the whole some things in Melbourne that I love.
And you're like, come! The fairies and the fairies.
Yeah. 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 Someone had to make the joke.
Ding, ding. We did it.
It only gets one.
I have a flop. Famously, I've been popping McPlants for a while by accident. But I want a flop that I pulled up at a drive-thru the other day and I said, hello, one small McPlant meal. And she said, we don't do them anymore. And
what?
Apparently it is a brief. Some places are still doing them, but they're eventually going to tie them out. It was a brief promotion. It is not a long-standing new menu item. It is a promotion.
Okay.
And they're going to get rid.
That's fucked because what was on my list of things to do in Melbourne
was get a
McPlant because they don't have them in Sydney.
It's so fucked.
Okay. Let me check if they have it at Richmond McDonald's.
Okay, please, thank you.
Yeah.
I'll have a look.
It's like,
that's
I'm
really actually
every
very
day.
Upsetting.
Well, I'm just like, what? Did I not buy enough? Like, I feel like it's a personal failure.
They keep doing
as well.
This though because they released a vegetarian version like 2 years ago, right? And it was that bubble and squeak thing, which wasn't great, but it was better than me being like, oh no, I accidentally ordered a McChicken.
Yeah.
Whoopsie. I gotta eat it now.
Yes. And I fucking love the taste of McDonald's. They are putting cocaine in those buns.
Yeah.
There's something to it that it brings me such joy. Mm. Anyway, there's my flop. I'm really upset.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Ah, there's nothing you can do.
Meanwhile, yeah. Charlie and I go to Mecca's like every
three times
week.
A day.
Eating beef like there's no tomorrow.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it beef. Maybe I'll just get that.
Yeah, it's probably just the
meat. Yeah, don't worry, it's not meat. Yeah.
And even then, I wouldn't call the beef. It's just mystery meat.
Yeah.
I have a pop this week. This happened a while back, but I just thought it was very cool. I don't know if you guys saw, but her name's Maybelle Blair, and she was one of the, like, you know, the League of Their Own TV series that's happening at the moment.
Oh, about so hot.
So hot.
Yeah. Just the lesbian pastime of baseball.
Yeah.
but one of the players, like, from that era, she's 95, and her name's Maybelle Blair, and she came out.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago.
I saw that. That's so gorgeous. It was so cute
and
awesome.
Yeah. And it just, you know,
do we know any if age. She fucked?
Oh, was it
like she
oh,
did.
They all fucked.
If you're a professional baseball player,
she like stayed in the closet for ages and too like, never long. Came.
Yeah, I never came.
Like, so many women on their deathbeds who've never come. Yeah. Like
it's sad.
It's so awful.
So sad.
It's the saddest thing in the world.
It's worse than a McPlan.
But I'm glad she fucked. That's good.
Yeah.
I mean, she wasn't a baseball team.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't softball. Right? Yeah.
So she's my pop for this
week.
Oh,
that's beautiful. Maybe I'll Blair get it.
I have a pop as well, which is a water flosser.
My house has one.
Yeah, if you've been thinking about it, it's definitely worth it. My dentist is very impressed with my teeth. And I'm not going to fucking floss otherwise, you know. It shoots a little jet of water between your teeth. And it's really nice. I highly recommend it.
It's a bidet for the mouth.
Yeah. A bidet for the mouth.
What do you mean you aren't using your bidet for your mouth?
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and I use my water flosser for douching.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it'd probably do a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Yet another moment where Aurelia has influenced me. There's so much stuff like going to Hector's Deli, all this stuff where I'm like, I'm just doing this because my friend Aurelia's doing it. And then I remember
Have
I'm
you had the chocolate yet? Have you had Tony's Chocolonely?
Oh, my
gosh. That's next up, though.
You know. So whenever I see Tony's chocolate, my girlfriend goes, that's the chocolate Aurelia person.
Honestly, the amount of like DMs I get of people like,
yeah,
I love it.
Use it wisely.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's next. You should slide into my DMs if you like, have a
game.
Product. Yeah. Yeah, true. Cum trees, plant more.
Yeah.
You're going to take over the world. Well, that's the end. Do you guys want to plug anything?
Plug the show.
So yeah, we're doing a show for Melbourne Fringe. It's called Pink Money. It's very gay. It's very silly. I sing, and as we mentioned, I cannot. So it's fun. You want to say anything, Brandon?
Well, you can sing.
If I try, but I don't. I don't.
It's beautiful. It's
one of I forget to breathe.
Yeah, face does get a bit red.
Lin-Manuel is shaking.
Yeah.
Shaking in this grave.
But it's on till Friday the 14th. So you've only got probably a small amount of time to see it.
Awesome.
If you're listening.
Yeah, stuff, hurry up and the book your tickets.
For the Daquas. Little something for everyone.
Film noir fans.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah. Huge section on film noir. So, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And
I won't go.
Kiss everyone. Yeah.
Yeah.
And two queers as well.
Oh, yeah. Two queers also on. And Jordan and Charlie, you're both in it. Aurelia, unfortunately, was busy. Imagine we were like, and we didn't ask Aurelia. Oh,
my God. Look, I wouldn't be surprised.
No, Two Queers Walk Into a Bar is a lineup show. It's also very gay. What? It's on at Comedy Republic on Thursday the 13th and Friday the 14th. I'm good at numbers.
Hell yeah.
Plugged. But it's not Friday the 13th, is it?
No, sadly. I know. Yeah.
No, gladly. I would say no to that gig just based on that. I'm superstitious, bitch.
But then we could have had spooky themes.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll do a spooky theme anyway.
Let's just do it. Fuck it. It's our show.
It's October. It's Halloween month.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Scorpio season. Next time.
Are you a Scorpio?
Wait,
that's it.
So quickly, what are your star signs?
Scorpio.
Gross.
Taurus.
Gross.
All right. Oh, okay.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't know anything about star signs. These two are my, like, entry into the world.
Yeah,
which is crazy because I only know about me.
Yeah, oh yeah, I don't care about anyone else. I know which star signs I'm compatible with, and actually Taurus and Scorpios are really compatible, which checks out because we always fuck. That's it.
Love that for you.
I love that.
All right. Well, thank you so much for coming
Thanks for having us. I'm so glad we could finally bring together the Melbourne and Sydney quiz.
Yeah. I know. This is all of them, right?
This is all of them.
Decades of beef.
Yeah. And none in Brisbane yet.
No.
It's so sad for Brisbane.
Yeah. Those are the three Australians.
And there's
cities.
One little faggot down in Tassie.
Yeah, good on him.
Hold it up the fort.
Yeah.
It's David Walsh.
Bye, friends. Bye.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.